As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. You never cease to amaze me, this audience, how loyal you are. I mentioned last hour that we had more tailgate moonshine at danpatrick.com, but I said first come, first serve, it's gone. Over 600 bottles were sold within an hour there. We have autographed calendars on sale. You can get those in time for the holidays. We'll let you know the next batch that we have of tailgate moonshine. But thank you again for your loyalty. And it's a great product, by the way. But we have a lot of ideas there for tailgate. Also, tailgate merchandise is available as well. You can get the hoodie that I have on. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Final hour, we'll check in with the Buffalo Bills. You know, you start to think of that game. If I would have said 1:51 to go in the third quarter, Buffalo is going to lead 27-10. You're going to go, how much did they win by? Yeah, exactly. Buffalo losing that game. And I wonder if this is maybe a little bit more of an open window into what we can expect from Buffalo. Felt like that's the team to beat. And maybe they still are, because I'm looking at the odds. DraftKings updated odds as of today, Super Bowl odds. The Buffalo Bills are still the favorites. Then the Chiefs, Eagles, Cowboys and Niners are tied. Then the Ravens, and then the Vikings. The Vikings and Ravens have the same odds right now. Minnesota with 7 consecutive wins. Seton, what's the poll question for the final hour of this award-nominated program?
Dan, let me update you on who had the worst weekend. Your options were Josh Allen, Josh McDaniels, Oregon football, or other. Okay. You want to take a guess? That's my favorite way to say that. You want to take a guess?
Give me the candidates again.
Josh Allen, Josh McDaniels, Oregon football, or other.
I'm going to say Josh Allen.
Josh McDaniels with 58% of the vote. That was just a punishing loss. Punishing.
Give me the Raiders schedule, Paul, if you can pull that up, because I don't know if Josh McDaniels could be in trouble. But, I mean, I got to be fair to the situation here.
Luckily for them, they got the Broncos next.
Helpful. Oh, but is that in Denver?
Yeah, at Denver, at Seattle, home against Chargers, at the Rams. These aren't high-end teams. There's not a high-end
team. What if they win three games there?
They'd be better off losing the rest of the way, denying the option on Carr. Right now, they're the second pick of the draft. That means they'd have the second-best quarterback available after Houston goes. Probably, I don't know. The draft has changed a lot.
They'll probably screw that up, too.
Yes.
Yes, Mark.
Will a bad loss to the Broncos and Josh McDaniels?
Oh, man.
Say if they lose 24-10.
I don't think Denver can score that many points.
Lots of defensive touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A couple of pick sixes. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you're talking about Mark Davis here. I don't know how patient he's going to be. All right, 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or chatting on Chat Row. And the Buffalo Bills, they were the darlings going into this season. It was Buffalo's Super Bowl to lose, it felt like. It was Josh Allen's MVP to lose, and it looks like they're doing both. Jay Skirsky covers the Bills, the beat writer for the Buffalo News. Jay, thanks for joining us. I just mentioned, with 1:51 to go in the third quarter, Buffalo is up 27-10. And then what happened? Why did it go south in a hurry?
Yeah, sort of the same problems that have been plaguing this team since their bye week. They're turning the football over at much too often of a pace, and their defense is not getting the stops that it was getting before. The second half of games, since the bye week, they have been outscored 43-12. That was their strength, really, the first 6 weeks of the season. They went 5-1 in those 6 weeks, and they had outscored teams 84-17 in the second half of games. So for whatever reason, whether it's just a lack of concentration, certainly a carelessness with the football, but they are, after halftime, just not as sharp as they are at the start of games, and it's coming back to cost them.
But why does Vegas still like them as the Super Bowl favorites?
That's a great question. I think because the fact that Josh Allen is healthy, number one, right? He proved that yesterday. There was so much talk about, you know, this elbow injury that he suffered against the Jets and what kind of impact would he miss time. Clearly, none of that, you know, came to be. He was able to play, and he looked to be Josh Allen. So I think as long as you've got a quarterback like Josh Allen, and I think there's a belief externally, outside of Buffalo, internally in Buffalo, that he is going to get this clean up. This team went through a stretch like this last year, too, and they came out the other side of it. And I think we're playing probably the best football of any team in the league going into the postseason. So, you know, Sean McDermott has talked a lot about how there are going to be challenges, adversity throughout any season. And they've really kind of run into their adversity now here after the bye against the Jets and yesterday against the Vikings.
We had Ross Tucker, former NFL player, on last hour, and he said there were two things that stood out. When you're on the goal line, you got to make sure you know you got to get a clean snap. You got to have that exchange. Got to make sure, no matter what, worst case scenario, it's a safety. Also, with a fourth down pass, nobody has to intercept it, but knock it down. And if that ball is knocked down, instead of going for the hero play, then we have a different result there.
Yeah.
Did Sean McDermott talk about, you know, instructing, you know, make sure you have a clean exchange or knock down the ball in that fourth, you know, down play with Justin Jefferson?
He did not specifically mention it after the game, but quite frankly, he didn't need to. Cam Lewis, the player in question there, the first career start at safety, we should mention that. This is a new position for him going against Justin Jefferson, potentially the best wide receiver in the NFL. That's a challenge. But listen, he knew he needed to knock that ball down. He didn't. And he admitted it afterward. He was as hard as he possibly could have been on himself, understandably so. But that is just a mental error, right? That is a situation where you need to know, if I knock this football down, we win the game. It's that simple. And he didn't do it. Did he want to make an interception? Did he want to, you know, get his name into the newspaper, into the highlights, that kind of thing? I don't know. He says he's not a selfish player. That was a selfish play.
Well, he made it into the highlights. He's in the highlight, Jay.
He certainly did. And that's going to be one that lives on for years, too. But, yeah, and then, you know, with Allen and Mitch Morse, how many thousands of times have they done that together?
Yeah.
It's a mistake. It's an error. It's It's what, unfortunately, we've seen from Josh Allen the last few weeks here. Carelessness with the football, whether that's receiving a snap or making ill-advised throws. He is not taking good care of the football. It reminds us a lot of 2018 when he was a rookie. In 2019, he had to learn his lesson about taking care of the football. For some reason, that's gotten away from him. And the issue that I'm seeing, Dan, is that he is not taking the easy completions. He is not taking what defenses are giving him. And right now, he's trying to force it. He's trying to make every play happen all at once. He doesn't need to do that. And that is something I think the coaching staff needs to get out of him right now.
Yeah, it's almost like September was too easy for him. Finish this sentence. If this team does not make the Super Bowl.
It's a massive disappointment, right? I mean, they were the preseason favorites. That has been since their season last year ended in such disappointing fashion in Kansas City. Everything about this year has been about making the Super Bowl. The first step in that is about trying to get the number one seed in the postseason. That was the goal for this team. They are 0-4 on the road in the playoffs under Sean McDermott. They're 3-0 at home. So there is a significant sample size that says this team in the postseason at home is tough to beat. They have not figured out a way to win on the road. And that's why these games right now are so big, because they had the inside track and really controlled their own destiny for the number one seed. That has sort of gone away now, and they have really used up all of their margin for error. I still think this is a playoff team. I no longer know whether this is the number one seed in the AFC, and that's going to make their road to that Super Bowl that much more difficult.
Jay, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
That's Jay Skursky. He covers the Bills for the Buffalo News. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. He said they're a playoff team. I'm not sure if they're a Super Bowl team. 4 weeks ago, never a doubt, right? Stenny in California joins us on the topic. Hi, Stenny.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, thanks for letting me weigh in on this. I think this is clearly the Buffalo Bills' a coach's loss, and I got a case in point. Okay. Playing back for Pete Carroll early in the 80s back at Pacific, we had situational plays that we practiced at the end of every week. And this is one of those plays when you're winning by more than three, you got a minute or less left, and you're on your 1 foot line, what's the worst thing that can possibly happen? And you alluded to that earlier, is the exchange. So what we did, shotgun formation, center hikes it out of the end of the end zone. Now we punt it and we put our defense out on the field, who just stoned them for a 4th-and-1 on the goal line. We win the game.
Yeah, it just feels like you could get a yard. I mean, Josh Allen's a big guy. You just have to have a clean exchange there. If you have a clean exchange, then we're not talking about this. But I had a bigger problem with, if the ball is anywhere near you, knock it down. That's it. You knock it down. And he was above Justin Jefferson. Because he went to catch it, he held on to it. Coming back down to earth, Justin Jefferson has got one hand on it. Therefore, he steals it from him. If you knock the ball down, you win. That's it. Knock it down, and you win. Raj in Chicago. Hey, Raj.
Hey, Mr. Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
My best and worst is, my cousin Steve Terry was on the Fox broadcast with Mike Strahan and the guys doing a play reenaction while they were over there with the veterans. And my worst is listening to the podcast on Friday and finding out James in Virginia is white. Blew my mind, man. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Raj. Oh, Marvin's face when we saw James in Virginia pop up on the screen. He was paying off a pint of the face pad. And we looked and we went, wait, James in Virginia is white? What? Yes, Eaton.
I don't know that there's been a more shocking moment in the history of this show. It's certainly in the top four.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
I was every time I would answer the phone when I was back there answering phones. Hey, good morning, brother. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, man, things are good. Happy Black Music Month. All right, hey, what's up, brother? All right.
Yeah, happy All Black right. History Month.
And James said it. James was the one who said it.
Yeah,
James was like, hey, what's up, brother? Man, keep you down? Come on, per usual. I can't stand these per my last email dudes. Hey, brother, all right, I put you on hold. Okay. All right, man, you stay black, man. All right, okay, you too. All right.
What's up, home slice? I feel you, dog.
All right, bro. All right. Dang, that's funny. So good. Oh, so good.
Okay. Are you glad that you now know that James is white, or would you like to have kept it where you weren't quite sure?
Oh, I would have liked to have been not sure.
I would too. I would love for that to be a reveal at the very end when we're done, like the last show. Hey, Mr. Patrick, it's James. I'm white. What? Yes, Eaton.
If we had met him, say, at like a meet and greet, we'd be like, man, get this clown out of here.
Yeah.
This dude, you do a great impression of his voice, but get out of here.
You're not. You're not James in Virginia. I love that he's saying stuff. Hey, happy Black History Month, man, Marv. Yeah, okay, James, you too. Yeah, Marv.
Sorry, guys. He didn't say all that, but in my mind, he did. Because it was, hey, good morning, brother. Hey, what's up, brother? All right. Oh, man, it's good to have some diversity on this show. All right, man, I put you on hold. Oh, man, you and Jeff. All right. If Mo in Arizona is white.
Yeah.
Mo?
Yeah. We know Jeff in Detroit is black. We don't know about Mo in Arizona.
We don't know that yet.
I don't know if callers instead of height and weight are going to call in. You know, it's Tom in California, white. All right. Thank you, Tom. All right. Let's take a break. We'll get to best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We're back after this. M Drive is here to help you for the holidays. You want to have that home field advantage. You want to have the energy. It takes so much energy to get ready for the holidays. You got to have that fake smile on all the time. Got to buy presents. You got to be in a good mood. You need energy. That's why you need M-Drive. Clinically tested ingredients formulated for us to improve our energy, reduce stress, manage our weight, all the things that we could use more of during the holiday season. Right now, for my listeners, M-Drive's Black Friday sale is ready to go, offering 25% off to get started with M-Drive. Best offer of the year. Take care of yourself and just try it. Tell me what you think. Use the coupon code Dan at M-Drive.com. MDriveDan.com. I had my scoop this morning. Put it in there with your smoothie. Scoop, there it is. You can also find top-selling M-Drive products in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. Take advantage. M-Drive's best offer of the year. Start feeling more energy and strength and drive. Get 25% off with the code Dan at MDriveDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. What you may have forgotten, or maybe you didn't even realize it, on Saturday night, Joel Embiid scored 42, leading the 76ers to a win over the Atlanta Hawks. 24 hours later, he went for 59 with 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 blocks, and he played just 36 minutes in a win against the Utah Jazz. He had 26 of the team's final 27 points. Wow. And that's one of the best performances, stat-wise, that we've had in the last 30 years in the NBA. Are you proud of your quarterback? Happy that your quarterback has 325 rushing yards over the last two games, and you lost both of those games? Justin Fields has been great. And you're going to hear this today. You're going to hear this today. Dark horse MVP candidate. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's having a wonderful season. You're valuable, but you're not winning. You're a great running quarterback. You're not a great quarterback. You're a great running quarterback. You're one of the worst passers, or at least your stats are, in the league. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
I haven't really, from that one game he had where he broke Michael Vick's record and people were like, the emergence of Justin Fields. That to me is a terrible stat to have. Like, the guy, for some reason, he's seen as really breaking out of his shell when it appears he's more running for his life.
Yes, this is out of necessity. This is a team that has scored at least 29 points in the last three games, and they've lost all three. Like, at what point do you say, well, that could be on my quarterback? It's on my defense. It's an interesting stat with Justin Fields. 325 rushing yards over the last two games. Now, this is another thing that happens. Now he's going to be asked about, he's been asked about the running and the numbers that, what's the single season record? Is that Lamar Jackson's single season rushing record by a quarterback?
Yeah, like 1,100. Right now, Justin Fields is sixth in the league in rushing, including all the running backs.
Yeah.
He's at 749 yards. He's on pace for, I would say, 1,200 and a half, 1,250.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's at 635 right now. But I think the media is covering half the story. There's a lot of shows saying Justin Fields MVP, Justin Fields this.
Yeah,
he's run, like you said, he's running for his life, but his passing numbers have not caught up. He's thrown a few more touchdowns. I don't know. It just seems like it's an incomplete story from the media coverage.
Yeah, they're leaving out the, well, can he throw? Now you can say he doesn't have weapons. Okay, but I think he's got the worst passing numbers of any starting quarterback.
He has the least amount of passing yards in any quarterback who started at least 8 games, and he started 10 games. He has very little passing yards. He's going to have one of the worst seasons in modern league history for passing yardage for a player who starts 17 games.
Yeah. Scott in Montana. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Good morning.
This is White Scott in Montana.
Oh, okay.
And I woke up Sunday morning super excited to find out that College Game Day was coming out to Bozeman, Montana next week for the 122nd Brawl of the Wild. That's pretty darn cool.
I like it.
I don't know how many times they've come out. It was first time to Bozeman, but and my bester is the Vikings. They were a marginally bad team last year. They're a marginally good team this year. And the thing that impressed me was Kevin O'Connell. I mean, you have that Gabe Davis non-catch, and I'd be throwing my clipboard. I'd be flipping my headset, and he just stayed cool and went on and won the game. So tip of the cap to Coach O'Connell, and to bring it back to Montana, hey, Coach, Jan Stenerud is available.
The Vikings have 3 double-digit fourth-quarter comebacks this season, most in team history. The last time you had a team with 3 double-digit fourth-quarter comebacks, you have to go back to 2011 with the Detroit Lions.
Start of the day, 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 start of the day.
Couple of phone calls. Baker in Montana. Hi, Bake.
Mr. Dan, happy Monday to you and the Danettes. Best and worst of the weekend, and then also a complimentary deputy service available to you. Which I'll describe here in a second. But the worst of the weekend, I don't know if you guys saw, but the worst face mask I've ever witnessed was in the Alabama-Ole Miss game. And the Ole Miss quarterback was brought down, and it looked like his head was torn up. It was horrible, horrible, yeah. Horrible. I was glad that he got up from it. Best of the weekend, like Scott was referencing, I was super excited to see that College Game Day was coming out to here in Bozeman, where I've lived for the past 14 years. But also the co-best of the weekend, I'm real happy to see the Dolphins win again. I think it's good for football to have them be relevant. But back to the deputy services, you know, you guys were I saw you talking during the Peacock, during the commercial break, you were talking about Bozeman and what's out here. I like in Bozeman, I always describe it as, you know, Austin is to Texas as Bozeman is to Montana. You know, it is a college town. It's a very cool town. We have a population of only about 50,000, plus the Montana State University student population adds about another 20,000. So we're comparatively a small town. But, you know, you've got a lot of the metropolitan benefits and you know, like a
Baker, we're good with the tourism board here. Okay.
Any restaurant recommendations?
Yeah, we're good. We would love to go to Bozeman one of these days. All right, just let you know. Yeah, Paul.
I went there back in the late 90s. It had more of a like a country music vibe to it. Not country, but like, you know, sawdust on the floor type places here and there and more mom and pop. It was pretty cool.
Mike in Arizona. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
First time, long time, 6'4", 250. Merch idea, just a thought. Marvin, shrug shoulders. James of Virginia is white, ?
I don't know how big a market we would have for that, but thank you for the suggestion on the merchandise. We have a lot of great T-shirts up there at danpatrick.com, so you can go there. Matt in Santa Cruz. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
4195.
All right.
So I got a little stat of the day for you. Based on my own research, Miami scored 39 points yesterday, while Denver and New Orleans managed only 10. It's the first time no team had a 40-burger or a single-digit score since Week 5,
2016. All right. Stat of the day. Here comes that one.
What? Stat of the day.
What if the Commanders win tonight? Well, got to ask the question. You can never say never, and we do it all the time. No, that can never happen. And you're like, you can't say never. It could happen. They're 10.5, 11-point underdogs here. Yes, Marv?
Justin Bieber taught us that. He has a song called Never Say Never.
Oh.
Ooh, that hurt your brand.
Yeah, that.
Stay black, brother.
Oh, right, no.
Then I do the Justin Bieber.
No,
sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. That one's rough there. That's as surprising as James and Virginia's White, that you're going to cite a Justin Bieber song there.
Like, we're going to be like, oh, dude, good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, Todd.
We'll just say it's an aberration. It's a division game. It's so hard to win all your games. They were due to have a little hiccup along the way. That's what we'll say. I don't think anyone's going to get nervous or panicked about the Eagles if they lose this game tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Marvin.
Marvin should panic.
Yeah, yeah. Marvin got tatted up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Marv got tatted up a little bit.
It's not a sleeve or anything.
No, it's not.
Not even in the slightest.
But you can't start a sleeve until you get a tattoo.
I did, and I understand why people, when you get one, you're like, all right, you're already thinking about your next one.
That's the first one that you've gotten.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
Hey, Marv, whose idea was it for you to get the tattoo?
It was mine.
Who chose what it was going to be?
Me. She didn't even know. She had no clue.
This is your wife?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. This wife. Yes.
Yeah. The one that you're not sure how you've stayed married to for 9 years or whatever?
Man, we're almost at 10 years.
And
somebody says, oh, how do you guys make it work? Good question.
I don't know.
Couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
Could you imagine being so henpecked or whatever the phrase is that your wife could be like, you're getting a tattoo of my name on your forearm today. Let's go.
Mm. That didn't happen. Your wife didn't demand that you get a tattoo?
She had no idea.
Okay.
Like, not even the slightest. So she was asleep, and I went to the tattoo shop right around the corner. Right around the corner. Yep, right up here.
Okay.
And you know, she's like, "What's that on your arm?" You know, I had it all wrapped up.
Bandage.
And so I show her, and she was like, "What did you do?" She was like, "I love it," but she's like, "You're not even like a tattoo person." She's like, "I never thought you'd get one," but she was like,
"Okay, what can you spell?" Let's say something happens.
Oh, no.
You know, Johnny Depp had to do that with Winona Forever, and he put Wino Forever.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work out, can you change anything, the lettering?
I put like Jack and Jill and take the IAN.
And her name is Jillian?
Yes.
Yes.
Put some on it.
So,
I don't know.
Jillian. Mm-mm. A Jillian. Maybe Jillian Dollars or something like that. Is there a rapper name?
Jillionaire?
Bajillion? Shamillionaire?
We'll look into that.
All right.
I think it's Lil Jillian, I think.
Lil Jillian.
Thank you, Todd. I'm into Mohegan Sun.
Man, you're in love.
You got a tattoo of your partner, right? You said, like I said, partner.
Yeah. My wife, too.
Yeah.
Partner, like the three of us.
My partner. Paulie's my partner.
Yeah, I've been with all of you guys longer than I've been with my wife.
And no tattoo of us.
Yeah, nope.
But you don't have one of your wife, do you?
Yeah, I do. I have her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen that part of your body in a while.
Yeah. Well, it's been a bit. Yeah. Not traveling as much these days, so we're a little more reserved.
Yes.
Yeah, Seton lost money on the road trips back in the day. He'd come home like, I've done $400 on this road trip.
Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Gibbs, welcome to the program.
What's up, my guys? How y'all doing?
Good, Gibbs.
I got a who's stat, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And I love y'all talking about James in Virginia, man. He's in my backyard. I'm trying to meet up with that guy. I absolutely want to see what that guy looks like, man. I'm trying to grab a beer with you, James. But I got a who's stat.
Okay.
So first one is, and we're talking about college football here. 2,750 passing yards. 34 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 83 rushing yards, 0 rushing TDs. That's one. Mm-hmm. The second is 3,412 passing yards, 34 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 584 rushing yards, and 5 rushing TDs.
One,
who y'all got?
One sounds like Drake May.
Man, my Carolina Tar Heels were getting no clout.
Oh, stop it.
Come
Stop it. You slip by Wake Forest. All right. Win the ACC. All right. We've been talking about Drake May. I told you, the scout told me a couple of weeks ago, teams will tank for him in 2024. We talk about North Carolina usually at the draft. We go, I'll be damned, that's another North Carolina guy. What'd they finish last year? They were, 8-5. Yes, Mark.
Have you guys talked about North Carolina at all? North Carolina football in season this much?
The last I can remember where they felt threatening, being serious, remember when they have Ronald Curry at quarterback?
Yeah, basketball player.
Yeah, and Albert Hainsworth and those guys. Yeah. And they were pretty competitive.
Yeah.
They have Georgia Tech coming up, NC State coming up, and Clemson in the ACC title game.
Yeah.
They run the table and get some nice wins with some spreads. They'll be up in the top 10.
Yeah. I'd love to see him there. Drake May, great story. Redshirt freshman. Al in Atlanta. Al is back. Hi, Al. Best and worst of the weekend.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Al.
James in Virginia is white. Mind blown. Now, I am someone who, when people hear my voice, they are surprised to find out that I am black, but I never thought I would have that same thing fall upon me. Like, I'm surprised. But best of the weekend.
Wait. Al, I need confirmation.
Yeah, we need confirmation. Yeah.
I sent in a shower of shame long time ago from McLovin.
Wait.
I'll resend it.
Wait. Is Al black?
Yes, Al is
Marv,
black.
Marv, is Al black?
Al.
Marv?
For real? Hey, what's a good barbecue song? What's a good song you play at a cookout?
Get out of here, Al.
Oh, my God. You put me on the spot right now. Before I'm going to think of it when I get off the phone.
You got another question.
Just go, you're in Atlanta, dude. Just go anything by Outkast.
Yes.
Come on. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
I was going for that. The dance. Why can't I remember the dance?
Okay. Marv, you want to hit him with another one?
Yeah, I got to give me a reject.
All right.
A redo.
All right.
Do I?
You don't have to.
I mean, I did grow up in a predominantly white neighborhood, so.
All right. Well, yeah, Marv.
All right. You know what? No, I just can't let him off the hook. Look, the barbecue thing is enormous in our community if Al is who he says he is.
Okay. What is that barbecue? What seed?
It's so big that after this past Friday when we did a quick rundown of like top four rappers of all time.
Yeah.
Jeff in Detroit said that I got an invite to the barbecue just based on the names we mentioned. That's what it's about.
Okay.
That's like, oh, dang, all right, I'm in.
All right, Marv, give Al one more chance to prove he's black.
All right. If you age well, they say black don't.
Oh,
that's easy. Crack. That's not.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah, okay. I knew that.
Yeah.
Good black don't crack. Buck O'Neill, the Hall
really
of Famer.
Really cracked the code on that one.
That, come on.
That's all I could think of.
Al is black?
So anyway, about Commanders and Eagles or whatever Al is called.
Yeah.
Salute the Commanders.
Yeah, salute the Commanders, brother.
Just want to get some quick love to the Tar Heels. Coach K, they're missing bad college basketball.
Brad in Missouri. Hi, Brad. Welcome to the program.
I'm on the Dan Patrick Show?
Yeah.
Wow. Brad, Missouri, first time, long time, 6'4". Softish 230. Best and worst of the weekend. My 47-year-old disabled got to spend a couple days in the woods here in Missouri deer hunting. Unlucky. No go with the animal. But my worst of the weekend. How does Dak Prescott go for over 30 times? And why? Tony Pollard had 100 yards. Just tell them to run the ball, Dan, please.
I will, Brad. Yes, Eden.
Wait, before, can we hold on to Brad for a sec?
Brad's gone.
Did he just say that he's disabled because he was mauled by an animal in the woods while hunting?
And we just blew past that.
No, we just were like, okay, yeah, what
do you
got?
I thought he was disabled, but he went hunting, but he didn't get any does.
I thought he said it was no go with an animal. Like, the animal, I guess, had the better of him.
He's like 47, disabled, but anyway. And then, like,
oh, I blew by that he got hurt while he was.
I don't. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but it sounded like he's 47 and disabled because he got mauled by an animal while out hunting in the woods sometime. On to the next thing.
I don't know if you could get mauled by a doe, but
I think he was out there looking for does and got the no-go.
No does. Yeah, Marv.
Now that guy's not black.
He's not. Anywho, let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. They have the NFT marketplace, PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. Big week coming up because it's World Cup time and Panini America has cards for you. Also NFTs for you. Keep in mind, they're the official products of the NFL, NBA, FIFA. And now for a limited time, UFC's NFTs giving select holders a chance at an exclusive VIP experience in Las Vegas. Rip packs today. Try and find the ultimate fan card plus all the UFC fighters, the top ones. Share your cards in the public gallery. You can complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT trading cards giving you, the collectors, the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more from every base pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious? Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy to use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Does feel like it's CJ Stroud's to lose right now. All you got to do, hold serve, don't lose. He didn't play well against Northwestern in that weather, but you have the game against Michigan coming up. Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Tennessee, they all roll. TCU holds on to beat Texas. That's a bad loss for Oregon, a bad loss for UCLA. LSU held on, and Bama survived. If Bama had lost and had three losses, that'd be one of the top stories. It wouldn't be the lead story, but it'd be a big story because you have the NFL. That trumps college football. But in certain parts of the country, if Alabama had lost to Ole Miss, it's typical Ole Miss. Like they show flashes where you go, okay, and then the second half you go, nope, not going to happen this time around. But Lane Kiffin keeps them close, keeps them relevant. Let's see. Phil in Mexico. Hi, Phil. Best and worst of the weekend.
Yeah, best of the weekend. Saw Todd Rundgren and his celebrating David Bowie tour. It was just absolutely wonderful. 2.5 hours of spot-on goodness. And worst of the weekend is the use of the term physicality. These analysts use it over and over and over, and I have no idea what it means. Could I have Jimmy Jimerson define that for me,
please? All right, let's go to our NFL insider, Jimmy Jimerson. Jimmy, the word physicality is used an awful lot in NFL locker rooms and by analysts. Could you help us with that?
Well, to a man, Dan, right now in NFL locker rooms, they are talking about the physical nature of the game, i.e. physicality. Some people have it, some people have it, some teams need more, some people shy away from it. Mm. That's currently, right now, NFL teams are trying to figure out the balance between those.
That clears it up. That's Jimmy Jimerson, our NFL insider.
To a man.
Bucky in Indiana. Hi,
Buck. Good morning.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, 6 foot, a svelte 210. Thanks, DP. Best and worst of the weekend. Got a package over the weekend from the Dan Patrick Show. Open it up. Got a nice little sipping glass for my moonshine, but no moonshine. But it's in route. Excited to see it. Thanks for taking my call and a huge fan.
Bucky, let us know that you get your moonshine here, all right? I want happy customers here.
Yes, I'm going to take a picture and send it to you immediately.
Right.
Thanks,
awesome.
You guys.
Yes, yes. Take a picture, send it, put it on social media there. We always appreciate it. This day in sports history, Paul.
1943, Dan. Sid Luckman of the Bears became
Overrated.
The first quarterback. He threw for 433 yards and 7 touchdowns against the Giants. It's the last time a Bears quarterback has had a good game passing. isn't it wild that he still holds passing records and the games were in black and white? 1943. And then 1998, Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman married in Las Vegas. Who
saw
that
now? I thought it was going to last.
Yeah. We had the over.
Yeah, I love love. By the way, Sid Luckman, the first NFL quarterback to throw for more than 4,000 yards, and he did that in 1943. Was Sid Luckman Dan Marino before Dan Marino. He might have been. Seven touchdowns.
4,000 in a season? Or 4,000 in a career?
Career.
Okay. Dang. Yeah, he led the league in passing three times.
Yeah.
Back then, 2,200 yards led the league in passing, 1943.
Yeah.
Justin Fields may not beat that. I'm not kidding.
Also on this date, in 1964, Gus Johnson and Walt Bellamy became the first NBA teammates to score 40 or more points apiece in a game. The Bullets beat the Lakers 127-115. Now they're going to blame that on LeBron as well. On this date in 2010, this team became, I feel like I'm on Sports Jeopardy. This team became the first team to win road games in overtime in consecutive weeks. Who are the New York Jets? Keenan Reynolds on this date in 2015 broke the NCAA record for career rushing touchdowns. He had 81. 81. I don't know how many years he started there, but I remember we had him on because I was pushing for him to be a Heisman finalist and perhaps getting an opportunity to play in the NFL, getting a tryout. We had the Secretary of the Navy on. I reached out to him. I said, Sec, come on, you got to help me here. Although I don't know if they call him Sec, Secretary of the Navy.
Oh, what's a shortened title? Mr. Secretary? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you have an abbreviation for Secretary of the Navy. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, it could be Mr.
Mr.? A Mr.
I don't know.
Yes, Todd.
Sotin?
Oh, for Secretary.
Like POTUS? I don't know. Yeah. I never liked POTUS. Somewhere I'd throw Sotin in.
Maybe I'll just next time call him Secretary of the Navy. Maybe that's the best thing. More phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. And final results of the poll question. See,
I'll tell you this, Dan. Josh McDaniels by far had the worst weekend out of anybody, which feels about right.
Yeah.
That feels about spot okay. on. He's got 58% of the vote. Good grief.
According to DraftKings, which player has the best odds to score a touchdown? The first touchdown tonight on Monday Night Football. Todd.
Jalen Hurts.
No. Marvin.
Boston Scott.
No, you did it again. No. Paulie?
Same as last week. Dallas Goedert.
No. Seton, you got to guess.
A.J. Brown?
No.
That's BS.
No.
Terrence McLaurin?
No. It's Miles Sanders.
Tyler Heinicke.
Miles Sanders. Then Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Terry McLaurin. That's according to DraftKings there. What did I learn today, Ton?
It feels like the Vikings are able to come up with Band-Aids for their QB Kirk Cousins like that Justin Jefferson wild catch.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support for this program. For Todd and Seton and Marv and Paulie, I'm Dan Patrick. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this Monday show. It's Sleep Number. Every great day starts the night before. So what are you waiting for? Be your best every day. Getting a great night's sleep. Well, who has proven quality sleep? Who has sleep that's backed by science? Sleep Number does. Right now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time. As the days get shorter, temperatures get cooler, you can have some things that affect the quality of your sleep. Make sure you have the best bed. They talk about it, Sleep Number. Shift your bedtime, wake-up time in about 15 or 30-minute increments to better align the sunrise and sunset. How about that? Turn on brighter lights in the morning when you wake up so you truly wake up. 8 out of 10 couples say that they sleep too hot or too cold. Well, science says regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. They've thought of everything at sleepnumber.com/Patrick, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.